Now with Jeff and Barry from the Junction 8 Cafe. Now, first of all, the litter situation up here has become a bit desperate with the pandemic and the social exercising. Just to explain, first of all, Jeff, the problem that you've seen up here.
Yeah, hi there. Yes, myself and Barry both live in Reigate. We know each other for a while, so Reigate Hill's one of my favourite spots to come up. And of course, during the lockdown, there have been less and less places people have been able to go, and the National Trust sites that are free and open have become incredibly popular. Last summer, my group, which is Reigate, we do a lot of litter picking in the area. We started doing Reigate Hill because the National Trust aren't able to put bins up on Reigate Hill for a start because it's of scientific interest. And of course, a lot of their volunteers have been isolating because they're elderly for an entire year. So we've seen with the growing traffic a growing problem with litter. It's only a minority. And actually the worst is the dog poo bags, because people think it's okay to bag up the dog's poo and then chuck it in the bushes. Even if it's biodegradable, it will be there for years. So you just see hundreds and hundreds of dog poo bags in the back in the brambles that you can't get to, and it just became a bit of an eyesore. So my group has been up here quite a bit. I know there's a National Trust guy, and we've slowly but surely kind of almost given it a deep clean and then maintaining cleanliness, and now we're testing bins, and that's in conjunction with the National Trust. And Barry, of course, and I'll put you over to Barry because obviously he runs the cafe, which has seen an unprecedented amount of traffic through there.
Now, Barry, first of all, there's been a little of blame sort of voiced your direction, which I think is unfair, because people are purchasing their drinks and then walking off with them. It's what they do with them when they finish with their beverage that is the problem. I mean, what's your thoughts on all this?
Well, as Jeff said, it's only a minority of people, you know, it's 5%, that's the issue we have. I mean, most people are responsible. They buy, if you went anywhere, you buy a drink and then you put it in a bin. But because there's nothing on the hill other than one bin as you come up the track from the fault, after that, it needs, it's each person's responsibility, really, to take it home. But obviously with Jeff, the National Trust, they've had cuts this year, or they're being spread out more, so the issue this year is, as you say, magnified by 10 times, and I've been here 11 years and never seen anything like it, really.
Now, you're obviously working together on this to try and curtail the amount of litter up on the hill alongside the National Trust as well, which do have their own set of problems, as you've already outlined. But what are some of the things that people can expect up here, and what do you recommend to people? Is it just a common sense thing of take your litter home?
Well, I think Facebook groups give a great opportunity for people just to have a bit of a moan as keyboard warriors and blame everybody else. The Reigate group and other people are actually saying, well, you know, step up or shut up, basically. It's about the community, not blaming everybody else, but actually all joining in. It's Reigate Hill is the most beautiful spot around here. And as a community, people should take a bit more responsibility. And it's a growing movement, not just on Reigate Hill, but throughout the whole country, from the side of roads and lay-bys. You know, get outside your front door and pick up the litter you see there. You know, we all need to take a bit of responsibility.
Now, as normality comes along and people perhaps get back to their normal lives, the traffic flow of people along Reigate Hill and other areas should decrease, but some people have adapted the new norm and taken that as their lifestyle. So is it a case of education to people that they should take the litter home and be wary of where they're putting it?
We obviously have stopped you taking reusable cups, but we will soon, hopefully, be able to take them again. So that hopefully that will reduce a little bit. But I do feel the people that use those cups anyway are citizens that are quite conscious about the environment. So, yeah, I think as the volumes start to drop down, it will be less of a problem. But, you know, now Jeff started this, I think, you know, carry on. I have got a young lad who's doing Duke of Edinburgh at the moment, and he's doing an extra day a week as well. So I think if we all just pull together, I think we can keep the place looking tidy.
Yeah, absolutely. I've just been helping at the grammar school as a volunteer to do the COVID testing for them to go back to school next week. And I reached out and talked to the guy who runs the Duke of Edinburgh and said, if you want to organise a big litter pick for their Bronze Star, or anybody wants to contact us, that we can supply litter pickers. So we're looking at that. But also, it's about getting it into the schools, and it's only during lockdown it's been at its worst, but it's also identified that there is you know, a lack of values somewhat in part of society that don't recognise that dropping litter is totally unacceptable. So we've been writing to the schools and they're quite keen to start getting a rota of their classes, you know, once a month maybe going out each class to get newsletters out to the parents to really, again, accelerate this movement to make litter totally unacceptable again, keep Britain tidy.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for speaking to us on Susie Radio, and let's hope the situation improves and everybody can enjoy the countryside as it should be.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers. All the best.